The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up. On today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here it is. Here's your question. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Now, we got people that are listening to this show. You need prayer. We got people that listen and pray. When you let us know what those needs are, we'll pray for you. We'll bring it before the Lord. We'll take our faith. We'll combine your faith. We'll combine everybody's faith that's listening. We'll petition it before the Lord. We'll do it with thanksgiving, with expectation, and with submission. And we'll bring it to the Lord and say, here you go. It's all you. And that's what we'll do. That's your opportunity. So what can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you've got a prayer request, or if you've got a praise report, the Lord has done something so cool, you know it's cool, this is a great time for you to share that so that other people can be blessed by that. You can reach out to us by phone, prayer request, praise report, opinion, comment, thought, or a question. You just reach out at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We will be doing Jake's take later. That's going to be kind of an interesting discussion. Maybe not all smiles. Some smiles, not
yes,
entire.
It will be.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Additionally, if you want to call us, you can do that. You can also text us. So that makes it easy because people can text throughout the show, and we really respond to them. So right now in San Diego, it's 11:35. And by the way, I got a traffic update. I found out from people in San Diego, there is traffic today. Wow. Also in Dallas, 1:35, and I found out something about Dallas on the weather. There is weather today. What? There's traffic and there's weather both in San Diego and in Dallas, right? As well as in Canada, where we have people listening. Hey, good day. As well as we have people who have listened in Argentina and all over the world. Here's the bottom line. If you've got a prayer request, awesome. Praise report, awesome. Call us or text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here comes the non-professional voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, I do want you to know that you can send us an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, so that's the A thing with the goofy stuff around it. He must increase, all based on John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease, John said. That's what we all want to do. David@hemusincrease.org. Make sure you got that .org part in there. All right. Before we go anywhere else, we do have somebody that is on the phone. We're going to get to them in a split second. I just want to make people aware that we do have a weird schedule this week because Thursday is basketball day here at the station. So there's not going to be one of our shows because there's going to be basketball on. So I'm just letting everybody know that. All right, in the meantime, we do have somebody that is on the phone. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I had something I'm going to share about happened today. I do a lot of interviewing and a lot of radio. I hardly ever get interviewed, and I was interviewed today, so I thought that was kind of weird. So I'll share with that later on in the show. What can we do for you? What can we do to be a blessing for you? What can we do?
A blessing. Okay. My husband's been having, Donald's been having lots of episodes, fainting spells, and they cannot find what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm short of breath, and today he's going in for MRI. So praying for, you know,
what?
Great outcome.
Yep. What's his name? What's his name?
Oh, Donald. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. It's not your fault. I have a half ear infection, so I have one ear that's working and one ear that's trying to work through the headset, and it's not doing that good a job. So.
No, I'm so sorry. Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I'm used to it. All right, so we're going to pray for Donald. We're looking for the MRI to come out excelente, right? We're looking for nothing serious, something stupid. Well, I don't mean stupid, but something not pertinent is what we mean, right?
Yes. Excellent. Yes.
Okay.
Work. Yes.
Let's
Thank
do
you.
It. Let's pray it right now. Let's do it together. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Father, we come before you right now. We worship you. We thank you. We praise you. It's so clear to us, Lord. The first thing we always ought to do is say thank you. You're so kind to us. The breath that you give us, the grace that you give us, the kindness that you give us, Lord, our troubles that we go through now, they aren't even worthy to be considered against the blessings and the graciousness that you're going to pour upon us in a time soon to come, and we look forward to that. And we lift up Donald to you, and Lord, that is an uncomfortable, the unknowing is some of the most uncomfortable elements when we go through things like this. And we are asking that there would be an MRI result that is exceedingly favorable to the family, exceedingly favorable to Donald. And that they would find out it's not going to be as intense. Sometimes, Lord, when we pray, we're like, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. We don't know. You know what, Lord? You know exactly what's going on. Touch Donald. Bring healing into the family. Bring health. Bring a joy, a sense of confidence, and a sense of peace because of your graciousness. That's what we're counting on, Lord. Not because we're good, but because you're awesome. So that's what we're praying for. We're asking that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
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 Oh, thank you so much.
No. Keep us posted, and we will keep praying for you, Yvonne, so that we can know what's going on. We want to be there and pray for you. So whatever's happening, just keep us posted. We'll be there for you. That's part of the family of God. So let's do it that way.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Have a blessed day. Appreciate you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. So be praying for Donald, people. That's something that everybody should do. We want to until we hear good news. Okay. One other thing, and then we'll get into the teaching. I do want to point out, so don't forget it, what I mentioned about Thursday's schedule. We'll send you to the website in a little bit. Today I was interviewed by Roger Marsh, and he, that guy, See, I do radio because it's fun, and then there's those guys that do radio because they're just awesome at it. So you see, there's the difference. You see what I'm saying? So we'll let everybody know what that information is going to be. We're going to put up some information on Roger's show as well. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to also interview with him throughout 2024. But he's right there in the heart of San Diego with K-Bright and also in many other markets. And so we're just really blessed by that. And it went pretty well, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to evaluate my own interview. That's kind of a weird thing to do. So anyway, just to keep you aware of that. But it was fun. It was really – he gave me a chance really to share. And so I shared what we do a little bit different on this show, which, as most of you know, is – kind of nutsy cuckoo. All right, let's go into 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I think most of you know we're at verse 6 because we had last week we talked about Lois and Eunice being Timothy's the grandmother is Lois and the mother is Eunice. And so we're picking it up at 2 Timothy 1:6. It says this, "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Stop. Everybody, stop. "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." There is a gift of God that was transferred or given or, imputed, or actually it would be imparted, not imputed. That's my fault. To Timothy, as Paul prayed for him, laid his hands on him. Some people think that was the ordination. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't really say that. What it does say is that there is a gift inside of Timothy, and that Paul tells Timothy, as great as you're doing, as educational as you are, as a structured leader as you are, and fantastic you are, my young protege, you have to stir up the gift of God that is in you. Now, if that's true for Timothy, who's fairly active in ministry, as best as we can tell, doing a pretty bang-up job, gets a lot of props from Paul. But if Timothy has to stir up the gift, here's my question. How many gifts reside, or inside of us that we also need to stir up? What's in you? God didn't put it in you for nothing. It's not like he was bored and going, "Here, I'll just pass these out like I'm passing out cards because we're all playing gin rummy." Okay, that's not what's going on. The Lord has poured something into you, and it matters, and it's important to God. And so Paul is saying, "Hey, man, you got to stir that gift up. You got to keep that thing going. You got to do whatever it takes to get the fires rolling inside you." And most of the time, that has a lot to do with the person connecting with the Lord. Wait, and asking, "Hey, if I'm not using a gift inside of me, or if I haven't used this gift for a while, or if I'm not tagging into what it is you want me to be doing and there's something inside me I should be doing and I'm a steward of it, can you please help me get there?" You pray that prayer. Let me just ask, you think God's going to say, no, I can't do that. I can't let you stir up the gift I put inside of you because that's just too religious-y. I mean, come on, people. And so think about the simplicity of that. It's like, I remind you, stir up that gift what God put in you through the laying on of my hands. And then he connects it to verse 7. So I'm only going to do part of this right now because I really want to dive into this. But listen to what he says. "Stir up the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given us a spirit of fear." Now, why is that so closely connected? Why is verse 6 and verse 7 so closely connected in thought? Because the stirring up of the gift inside, and then verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. Sometimes it's the spirit of fear inside of us that says, "I'm not going to stir up anything. I don't want to be doing anything weird. What if God uses me in a way I'm not used to? You should be so lucky." That's what my grandma would say. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that there is stuff inside of you, and we need to stir it up. And apparently, fear can make the embers or the hotness or the heat of it all grow kind of cold. And we should know that's true. Jesus made that teaching as clear as can be. When they were passing out the talents or passing out the opportunity for people to use those talents, one got 5, one got 2. One got 1, he took the 1 and buried it because he said, "I was afraid." Don't be the person that buries it because you're afraid. Why? Because God didn't give us that spirit of fear. That's not from the Lord. I know we use that in attacks on many other realms in our lives. Totally awesome. I don't have really any problem with that because regardless, God did not give us a spirit of fear. But in this context, it's specific to Timothy activating that which God has put inside of him. It's like, dude, I gave you a gift. Use it. Oh, here's the other thing about the gift that God gave you and I. We're still going to account for it. We're still stewards of it. Oh, does that mean that you're not going to go to heaven because you don't use it properly? No. But it does mean you might have one less room in your mansion, or if it isn't a mansion in that capacity, you might have one less crown in your jewel, or in your jewel in your crown. I'll say that backwards. That was good. Here's the bottom line. The Lord wants you to use it. That's why he gave it to you. Don't let fear stop you from stirring it up. I didn't start radio till I was 50. Don't tell me. Moses didn't start his right ministry till he was 80. You're not done. You're done when the trumpet blows for you personally or all of us collectively. Then you're done. Until then, not so much. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
All right, here we go. Slowing it down now because we're going to do our first trivia question. Boy, I certainly seem to have a lot of energy on Monday, don't I? Wow. That's weird, huh? Here we go. Jesus is called the Lion of which tribe in the book of Revelation? Is he called the Lion of Judah, the Lion of Ephraim, or the Lion of Benjamin? Which tribe is Jesus called the Lion of? Is it the Lion of Judah, the Lion of Ephraim, or the Lion of Benjamin? If you think you know the answer, we encourage you to reach out and call us at 972-445-0770. Or you can text us, 214-210-8483. Or you can send us an email. Dave, isn't that or thing irritating? Or you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So, as I have been doing really good before, I am going to send you to the website. On the website, there are updated schedules. There are different ways to give, some of them easier than others. Thank you. There are other articles on there as well. And I even think that the title now is Cool Articles to Look At. I think that's one of the titles on there. Plus, there's other goofy stuff I put up there because I could, and that's why I did it. So I want to send you to the website. Here's our passage for those that are considering giving. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly and not under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. If you're going to give, make it from a good heart or don't give it. Just keep the money. That's our attitude about it. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's going to come right from Jacob when we do Jake's take in the next 60 minutes. I just promise you right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to say a bunch of beeps.
All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is JD. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, JD. How are you?
Fantastic, thank you. On a beautiful day like today, got to be doing well.
Got to be doing great, right? You're driving, so I want I want you to be safe while you're driving, okay? I don't want nothing to happen to you. Be careful. All right.
Take the fun out of it.
Okay. I have to tell people once in a while, don't close your eyes while you're praying. All right, anyway. All right, Jesus, I'll set it up. You hit it out. Jesus is called a Lion of which tribe? Is it Judah, Ephraim, or Benjamin?
I have an old family friend who went to Israel and brought me back a painting of the Lion of Judah.
That is correct, Mendoza! You are right! That's tribe of the line of Judah. Now, what's cool about the Revelation portion, which a lot of people don't realize, is the next thing he sees is a lamb. So he's called the Lion of Judah, but a lamb shows up. Like, whoa. So that's kind of one of those cool
things. And they will lay down together.
Yeah, that's awesome, awesome. Hey, great job, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. You have a phenomenal week.
You too. Thank
you. Bye-bye. All right, great, 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 great job. All right. Let's see. I did that. Oh, I got to go back to this text. Okay. I don't even know how I'm going to get through this. I'm not getting through all this, but that doesn't matter. Here we go. Okay. Let's go back to the verse 7. This is 2 Timothy 1:7. By the way, everybody, if you highlight, you have to have this highlighted. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So, in reference and context, we understand it's talking about the gift that's in him. That's that's what you call the context. And when you read context, it means the verses before, the verses after. How is it as a whole thought? Okay, so that is how it is as a whole thought. But let's not be weird about the spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God is not the one that's instilling inside of us this sense of dread. There's many people that are going into 2024, they have the spirit of fear. Hey, God didn't give that to you. You want to know why? Because in God, you don't have to be afraid. You fear the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. That's reverence, awe, appreciation, respect, adoration. But you don't walk around in terror, because that's the opposite of love. And so because God is the God of love, you don't have to walk around in terror like you're walking on eggshells. That's not the way God wants it. And when you're going into this next year, you can't be looking at life going, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, that's a spirit of fear. God didn't give that to you. Reverential fear, the Lord expresses it to the Lord is awe and respect. Okay? The issue with us is that fear, It can't just be this cinematic experience where you're just dreading what's coming. Stop doing that, dreading what's coming. You're going to be dancing on streets of gold. How can you dread that? You should be like, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be nothing compared to where I'm heading, right? Isn't that the whole point of being a Christian? Isn't that a big part? People are like, well, I'm just doing it because I'm trying to obey. You're not doing this because you want to live forever? What, is there something wrong with you? Since Jesus made that a primary position of the faith. So in place of fear, listen to this. God has bestowed on us power, love, and a sound mind. Now this is the spirit of a power, love, and a sound mind is the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't figured that out, it's the same spirit. Come on. It's the same spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ. Love is the foundation of the gospel. Not as the world perceives it, but biblical love, right? The power is the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the power that's living in you. A sound mind communicates safe thinking. The word in the Greek is sazphren, safe thought thinking. This is the greatest challenge that Christians have, is aligning our thoughts with God's thoughts. That's hard. Why? Because the world bombards us, because Satan bombards us, because the flesh bombards us with all this ridiculous stuff. And so what's the response here? It's just amazing. I love this stuff. Verse 8, what's the response to all this? Here's a verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. That's what he said. Don't be ashamed of testimony, nor of me as his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy calling. The response from God is, look, listen, let's get this straight. You have a gift inside you. Don't let fear quench that gift, because God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, because that's true, don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. It's crucial for us to realize that we should never feel ashamed about the words, the life, or the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's part of our DNA. You never are ashamed of Jesus or his words, or he'll be ashamed of you at his return. Paul emphasizes this again and again throughout the passages, as well as God plants it in, 30 different places in the New Testament. But Romans 1:16 is just as cool as it can get. I am not ashamed of the gospel. If those who hear you share about the gospel take offense and attempt to shame you, disregard them and move on to the next person. They don't have any power in your life. They don't own you. They don't own you in some capacity that restricts you. No way. If they're offended, they're offended. The gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. Nobody's going to change that. But you don't be ashamed. You don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. You don't be ashamed of the people of God who suffer for the kingdom of God. Those are the greatest heroes of faith that there are. Those are the finest people that exist. You, light that fire. Don't let fear quench it. You have power, love, and a sound mind. Never be ashamed of the things of God. Never. Be ashamed of the things of God. Oh, yeah, you got a lot to learn, and so do I, and so does every other human being on the planet. In the meantime, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. All right, if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening by going to hemustincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, you can just keep hanging out with us. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
I was driving down I-30 yesterday, and it was stop and go traffic. There's, I guess, an accident up ahead. So I was putting along at 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, and this little sports car would speed up and get right beside me, and then he'd fall back. You know, just kind of we're shuffling back and forth. He'd go, and I'd go, and he'd go, and I'd go. And I just was watching out of the corner of my eye and just kind of mindlessly driving at 20 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, I hear this little beep, 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 beep. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? And I looked out of the corner of my eye, and he drove right up next to me. He had his windows rolled down, and he gave me a big old thumbs up. And I said, what's he giving me a thumbs up for? I was kind of expecting, when you have somebody honking at you, you're expecting something else, you know? And then I realized I have that bumper sticker on yours God created the universe. He can write a book. And then he just sped off. He slowly drove off at 20 miles an hour. But I just thought that was neat. That's the first time that anybody's really gives a thumbs up for a bumper sticker. Usually people that have bumper stickers, it's to hold their bumper on their car, but
that is
I just
awesome.
Wanted to share that story.
That is an awesome story. First of all, it's really good that he gave you a thumbs up and didn't use any other fingers. So let's just say that's for sure. And then the other part about that is that that's cool because whether he's listening to the show or not, he agrees with you, knows that that's true. Hey, look, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Let's just get that. Well, let's get that squared away, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He might be listening to the story, to the radio now.
That's exactly right. What a blessing. That's cool. And we do have those bumper stickers. So now we only have so many, but we were, as we get this, we're going to do an ambassador program, and that'll give people an opportunity to put the bumper sticker on their car if they want to. And nobody wants you to do anything to your car you don't want to. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that story. And that is a great story. And see, every time we're in traffic, we think something bad's going to happen. Instead, hey, there was something good that happened. Somebody standing with you in the faith, perhaps a fellow listener saying, right on. That's right. That's the right target. I bet that blessed you at the moment, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, I love that. Oh, good job. good job in being an ambassador just by sharing that bumper sticker and just by proclaiming the truth. Some people will read that and they might go, I don't know, but it sure challenges a lot of people, doesn't it? It's like, you got to think that through, don't you?
The David Spoon Experience.